How come you didn't wait for us?
I don't know. I kind of felt like hiking out here alone.
Well, are you okay? What's the matter?
Oh, something happened last weekend, and it's been bugging me.
What was it?
Well, my family was having this big old cookout. We were playing badminton, and the birdie got stuck up high in this tree.
Whoa, man. That's a drag. I could see why you're bummed.
Quinn. So what happened?
Well, nobody could get it. It was so high. So I got my slingshot. I'm a pretty good shot. And, well, I nailed it. First time. Fell right down.
Cool.
Luck.
Yeah. My brother thought so, too. That's when this bird flew into the tree. Even higher than the birdie. My brother said, if you're so good, hit that bird. It was so far away. I never thought it'd come close.
But you did.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't believe it. It fell out of the tree, fluttering down. I ran up to it. But it was already...
Nice shooting, Deadeye.
Deadeye's right. I looked at the poor thing. It was a mourning dove. And all I could think of was... A second ago, it was alive. And because of me. Anyhow, it's been bugging me so much that it made me think of a story. Things are born and things die. That's the way it goes. But if you're gonna step in and take nature into your own hands, then you better be ready to handle the outcome. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I call this story The Tale of the Hunted.
Hey, Dad. Did you get stuck in the snow?
Snow? What snow?
Hey, you know your dad, Semper Paratus, always prepared.
That's right.
He packed snowshoes.
Hi, Gar. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, you know it. Camping in December's pretty cold, though. Would have been tough without these. Your dad's the best.
I'm just like him, you know. It's genetic.
Just like him? Yeah, he's got a little 5 o'clock shadow going on.
Gar!
So, Diana, you're coming with us in the next trip.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, are you kidding? That's all I've been hearing about for weeks. She must have repacked her gear at least 10 times.
Dad.
Yeah, we're gonna see what kind of outdoorsman my girl really is.
You're gonna be great.
Yeah, we got one. It wasn't a blaze.
A blaze?
Smartest wolf in the pack. And a menace. We've been tracking him for years, but he always gets away.
He's a sly one, all right. But I'll get him. Just a matter of time. Hey, maybe on our trip, huh?
Camping's kind of like going back to the days when you had to know all kinds of stuff to survive. I mean, you had to be part astronomer, doctor, builder, cook.
Sounds intense.
Yeah, but it's cool. We're gonna go snowshoeing, canoeing, fishing, hunting, hiking.
Hunting?
Yeah, hunting.
You're not serious, are you?
Sure, my dad hunts all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I don't believe this. Do you even know what you're talking about?
What's the matter?
The matter is you're talking about going out and killing things.
Oh man, here we go.
You may have some romantic notion about recreating frontier life, but this isn't the old days, Diana. People around here don't need to hunt wild animals for food anymore.
But it's different out in the wild. It's about survival.
Survival? You can't pack a lunch?
It's not about food. It's dangerous out there. Wolves are a threat to people. Look at the blaze.
You know as well as I do there isn't a single case of a wolf attacking a person. You guys just like to shoot defenseless animals.
We don't always shoot them. Sometimes we trap the wolves. That's humane.
Oh, really? You know about trapping? An animal can be caught in a trap for weeks, starving and frightened, before someone finally finds them. Then the big brave trapper uses a club to beat them to death. Call that humane?
It's quick and painless.
You wouldn't think that if it were happening to you.
But they're animals.
And so are we.
Come on, Diana, let's go. This girl is on another planet.
Please think about what I said. Look! I swear it was right there.
This is probably one of the dogs.
No, it was a wolf, Dad. I think it was the Blaze.
Hey, you know wolves don't come up here, all right? Especially that one. Listen, a good hunter never loses his cool. You want to be a good hunter just like your old man, right?
Yeah.
Back to bed. Go.
Animals have keen senses, but we can fool them. When you're stalking, do what wolves do. Stay downwind. Keep low, and move slow.
Keep low, move slow. What was that?
I don't know. But keep low.
Move slow. This is kind of spooky.
Nah. There's nothing to worry about.
Sorry, did I scare you?
What are you doing, sneaking up like that? What if I had a rifle?
Yeah, what if you did?
Come on, Diana, let's go.
Hey, wait for Laura.
No, you wait for Laura.
Sorry, I guess I messed things up.
Nah, it's not your fault.
I was looking for you to give you this.
For me?
Yeah, it's from a local native tribe.
It's a wolf.
Yeah, they believe that wolves have ancient mystical powers unlike any other creature. Cool, huh?
Do you believe that?
Well, I believe they believe it. But I know they respect wolves, and we should too. Hey, what are you thinking?
Nothing. Thanks. This is really great.
So are you gonna go on that hunting trip?
It's a camping trip.
Whatever. Are you gonna hunt with those guys?
I don't know. I mean, I don't wanna let my dad down, and I don't wanna let down Gar either.
Even if you think they're wrong?
But I don't think they're wrong. mean, I don't know if they're wrong. We just talk about something else, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, honey. Just scaring away some pests.
Yeah, they believe that wolves have ancient mystical powers unlike any other creature. Cool, huh?
Yep, we're gonna see what kind of outdoorsman my girl really is.
I don't want to let down my dad, and I don't want to let down my girl.
No wolves.
But they're animals.
So are we.
Diana, we're gonna go check on the traps. I'll see you later.
See anything like that?
Man. It was inside. It's like a tornado hitting there.
What? Diana. She's gone.
Gone.
Yeah, the place is a mess. That beast was in there all right. Must have scared her away. Well, it's out there somewhere, and so's my baby.
We gotta find her.
She couldn't have gone far. Let's go. spread out and stay in earshot.
And keep an eye out for hunters. Don't get yourself shot.
She couldn't have gotten this far.
What should we do?
All right, you and your dad keep looking. I'll head back to the truck. Maybe she took the road.
How far should we go?
Meet me at Gray's Meadow, all right? And be careful. Was in the house. Went after Diana.
Where is she? Is she okay?
Somewhere in the woods. So help me, if my little girl's hurt, that beast is gonna pay.
Don't hurt me. Please. Please. Somebody. I couldn't move.
Let me get you up here.
And the wolves.
What? You saw it?
No. There were two of them.
Easy.
The one from the house and the blaze.
Lucky they didn't attack you.
No.
Okay.
It's like they knew I was in trouble. That's why they called out.
Yeah, sure.
I'm serious. They were trying to help me.
All right, let's get you back to the truck. Come on. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Okay, girl? I'm so scared. How about some water? She's harmless. Don't hurt her.
Harmless? This beast was in my house, scared my daughter off. That doesn't sound harmless to me.
Don't. Please don't.
No, Brad, don't do it. Ah.
Press down on the sides to release it.
Diana! What?
Dad, I was just a little lost, but now I'm back. Everything's okay.
Nobody ever knew what happened to Diana. After a while, people forgot. Or pretended to. Even Diana looked back on it like a dream. But one thing was real. She never wanted to go hunting again.
Well, I guess there's nothing left to do but to declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed.
That was really good.
Amen.